Sam, you're drinking like a dog.
I just started a new exercise program. I need to replenish my fluids. Then I'm going to get to the exercise part.
If that's a new fashion statement, I'd rethink it.
Mark the date. I've just invented the first portable X-ray helmet. Take a look.
Can it detect internal bleeding?
Work in progress.
Hey, who ate all the Weedios?
Did you know Addis Ababa is the capital of Ethiopia? Not that I'm trying to change the subject.
Let's try a CAT scan.
Sailor, you even ate the prize.
Someone order a scotch?
What are you doing?
Scanning the mailman. I wouldn't have pegged him for a boxer man.
Check to see if he's got my Muscle and Fitness magazine. I want to read the interview with Joe Piscopo.
That's Harvey. Quick witch check. I'll take this. You take that?
No problem, honey.
Is there anything that I can get rid of?
You? Gotcha. Hey, Harvey.
Hey. I brought our social studies project.
Great. Did you get much done?
Yeah. Bought the poster board.
Okay, well, we have all day to work on it.
So, what would be a good transportation system for the town of Westbridge?
Your project?
No.
Did you start your project?
No.
Sabrina, you really gotta stop procrastinating.
We weren't procrastinating. Harvey and I just got busy doing other more fun things. We rotated every mattress in the house.
Sabrina, procrastination only makes things worse. Ask Hilda about the time. Well, ask Hilda about any time.
I'll think of a comeback for her tomorrow.
I just wish I could get motivated.
Three words. Magical jumping beans.
One word. Huh?
No, come on. They really make you hop, too.
Beans, beans, the magical fruit.
Oh, grow up. This sounds easy. Potassium benzoate, a shot of B12, and fruit extract. And we just happen to be out of potassium benzoate, a shot of B12, and fruit extract.
Well, then you'll just have to go to the Piggly Wiggly in the other realm. They have everything.
Stand that place. Pigs aren't very good at making change.
Who are they kidding with that sneeze guard over the slot bar?
Well, I'm on my way.
Sabrina! Valerie's on the phone!
Just as soon as I talk to Valerie! Val, I don't believe in shampoo conditioners in one. What you gain in time, you lose in body.
Look at that! Zelda got invited to Amy Kahn's wedding, and I didn't.
I forgot to put in an alarm system.
No, there's not a car in my kitchen. Well, Phoebe says that to you again, you just look her in the eye and you say, my beans! No, I mean, I gotta go to the store. I'll call you later.
Well, the store's closed by now.
What? Why didn't you tell me?
Well, don't blame me. I wasn't the one procrastinating by talking on the phone. Eavesdropping was at the top of my to-do list.
That'll work for my project. I need those magical jumping beans. I'll just substitute the ingredients. Perfect. I knew corn would work as well as phosphoric acid. Hold beans in hand, shake vigorously, and you'll feel instantly energetic. Come on. Oh, these beans are lame. Oh, and they melt in your hands. I should take this out to the curb. Nah, I'll do it tomorrow. Going to bed, Salem?
In a minute. I'm having a staring contest with the cat across the street. Aha! I won! In your face, Fluffy! Earthquake!
But we're in Massachusetts.
Well, then, what is it? Is that a beanstalk?
Beanstalk!
No.
Now where are we going to plant our bulbs?
Did someone throw out some magic beans?
I threw out some magical jumping beans, but it doesn't say anything about beanstalks.
Did you follow the recipe carefully?
Sure. With a few substitutions.
Well, what were they? Maybe we could just reverse the spell.
Oh, extract of something, some other gobbledygook, and tapioca. I was going to write it down, but...
See, Sabrina, procrastination only makes things worse.
Because then you and I have to listen to Zelda because she cannot resist
the
opportunity...
Can we please focus on hiding the 300-foot beanstalk?
Fog?
I bet you guys did stuff like this all the time when you were my age, huh?
No, never. Next, we have to figure out what to do about the giant.
Right, that's what I... Giant? You mean there's actually a giant at the top of a beanstalk?
Or worse.
Beanstalks always lead to a bad neighborhood.
Here's the thought, we just don't go up there.
It's not what doesn't go up there, it's what might come down.
Exactly. So we need someone to go up the beanstalk and stand guard. I vote Salem.
I'm scared of heights.
Cat.
Mean.
Does the other room have tree trimmers or something that might help?
Tree trimmers. Isn't she cute? If only it were that simple.
This is a magical beanstalk, Sabrina. It's going to take a lot more than tree trimmers. Hey, what about that plutonium-based root killer?
Didn't make a dent in the dandelions.
Hello, this is your guard. Harvey's at the front door. And send me a sandwich.
No, Harvey's here to work on our project.
Hey, have you guys seen all the fog? It's cool.
Thank you.
Wow, is this one of those virtual reality games?
Sure, that's a good explanation.
Can I try it?
No, because we need to go get something to eat before we work.
I just had 3 chili dogs for breakfast, but sure.
Can you please not leave that thing lying around?
You're worried about a helmet, and Harvey's about to walk into a kitchen with a beanstalk?
Good point.
Oh, boy, jelly beans.
Harvey, don't look at the... No, don't eat those! I really meant to put these away.
No, I was too busy looking for that sandwich.
Oh, where is he? Harvey! Harvey!
Sabrina? Sabrina!
Aunt Hilda! Aunt Zelda!
Honey, what's wrong?
Harvey thought the jumping beans were jelly beans, and he ate some and flew out the door, and I think of the beanstalk, he's gonna suspect something.
Okay, first things first. Let's see if we can see him.
Since when do we have a periscope in the kitchen?
You've lived here 2 years, you never noticed it?
Teenagers, let me look. Oh, good, it's not a giant.
Let me look.
Ah!
It's worse. It's the Wicked Witch.
Ah! Wicked, but she's so pretty.
Oh, she's had a lot of work done.
And worst of all, she feasts on mortals.
That's horrible.
Hence the wicked part of Wicked Witch.
I've got to get up the beanstalk and save Harvey.
Sabrina, wait. You're not used to the high altitude. It could knock out your powers. You'll be no match for her.
But it's almost noon. What if she's in the mood for a Harvey melt?
Don't worry. We'll have time. She always fattens him up first.
Sabrina, here's the new plan. You wait here and keep an eye on Harvey through the periscope. Hilda and I will go to the YMCA.
This is no time to go to the gym.
No, it stands for Yikes Magic Crisis Agency. They specialize in solving these sorts of problems.
We'll be back in a flash.
I'm sure the line will move quickly.
Excuse me, ma'am. How long have you been waiting?
My oldest boy, Tom, is 52.
That's nice, but how long have you been here?
He was born in this line.
What's taking them so long?
Nice to meet you, Harvey. I'm the wicked woman of the house. Do you know where you are?
Well, last thing I remember, I was eating some jelly beans, and then suddenly I was swept up into the air. Oh, I must have died. But I had so much to give, so much to do. I was supposed to mow the lawn.
It's okay, Harvey. It's okay.
Are we in heaven?
Let's just call it a way station to heaven. On the scale. You see, Harvey, the big guy upstairs doesn't trust skinny people. Or the French. I don't know why. Alarmingly svelte. Oh, this will never do. Here. Eat the stick of butter while I think of something. That's it. I can't wait any longer.
Peach pie, my favorite.
How did I know? And now for a little sprinkle of my secret ingredient. Save room for dessert.
As the official watch cat, I order you to get down.
I'm going up, and don't try to stop me, cat.
Then you leave me with no choice than to go with you and protect you.
You're afraid of heights.
Right. Then you leave me no choice than to wish you well. Pull it together. Be a man, Saber Higgin. Climb.
I hope it'll get caught up in all that red tape.
Woohoo, I made it. Good thing that pilot knew how to swerve.
Harvey.
Anyone with a friend or a family member up to their neck in quicksand, come to the head of the line.
Hey, we've been waiting for hours. We have a boy in a beanstalk about to be eaten by the Wicked Witch.
I'll get to that.
Wait, I need a plan. Got it. Nothing wrong with my magic.
Yes?
Hello, I'm with the Confectionery Construction Company. We specialize in gingerbread siding.
I don't know.
The sugary smell really attracts the kids. Mmm.
I do love children, especially with a béarnaise sauce.
Allow me to demonstrate. See how nicely it blends in with your decor? Which, by the way, is lovely.
Oh, thank you. It was designed by I Am Pie.
Why don't you take a look at the sample book while I take a few measurements?
Is this one of those deals where you give me a great price on the gingerbread and then kill me on the frosting?
Our price includes all extras, and you could win a trip to Hawaii. Ooh. Harvey?
Sabrina! Oh, no, you ate a bad bean and died, too? What are the odds of that?
Harvey, you're not dead, but you will be if we don't get you out of here. Let's go.
But I haven't touched a stuffed pork chop.
Harvey, listen, that woman out there is wicked.
You wouldn't say that if you had her pralines. She's an awesome cook.
She's gonna cook you! See?
Monday, Hansel. Tuesday, Gretel. Wednesday, Harvey. Harvey, let's get out of here. Does this sweater make me look fat?
Oh, I see you two have met. He is so cute, I could just eat him up with a spoon.
Now, I wanted to ask you the price of the candy cane rain gutters.
Oh, well, I just put some on the house. Why don't you take a look before you decide?
She is so efficient. I'm going to put in a good word to your supervisor. Don't forget the eclairs.
Go, go, go!
Oh, my thighs are rubbing. I know this isn't the time to ask, but what the heck is happening?
Fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell a half-mortal.
So, have you decided on those gutters?
Make yourselves at home. We dress for dinner here. In your case, that means oyster dressing.
Don't look down. One branch at a time.
Ooh,
a blue jay.
Eat up, kids. I can only see one chin.
Oh, I forgot. I have lady fingers in the oven. Harvey, keep an eye on that door. I'm going to try to pick this lock.
Got it.
Oh, it must be the high altitude. My powers are knocked out. Why are my aunts always right? Harvey, quick. We've got to eat through this gingerbread wall.
I'm kind of full.
Just eat.
little entrees. If you keep trying to escape, I'll just have to move up my dinner party. Lift up your arm, please. Meat thermometer.
You know, in her defense, the peach pie was good.
We're finally getting somewhere.
Uh-oh. You're in the line for family members encased in stone. You've got a beanstalk problem. That's window C.
No, window C told us to come here.
Then you need window E. That's the window for people window C incorrectly told to go to window B. Next, please.
Where is the window for people who pull people through windows?
Oh, no, I'm out of mushrooms. You can't make a decent gravy without mushrooms.
Harvey and I'd be happy to go to the store and pick some up for you.
Nice try. Store's closed.
I'll just have to serve you dry. Or you could put it off until tomorrow. By then, we'll be nice and tender.
Undercooked finkel can be gristly.
Yeah, think about it. What will it taste like when we're smothered in a nice mushroom gravy?
And there's a wonderful tart that goes great with teenager. The recipe's in that magazine.
Sounds delicious. Save a piece of my leg for me.
I have been wanting to catch up on my cooking journals.
What the hay? I'll eat you tomorrow.
As soon as I say so, we make a break for it.
Silly me. I almost forgot to keep you from getting away.
Not yet.
I gotta stop melting cheese and drinking it as a beverage.
I'm beginning to worry. We're starting to smell good.
Shh. Harvey, move over. I need a clear shot at the door.
So fun!
Harvey, didn't your mom ever teach you not to slam doors?
Sorry.
I know what to do. Didn't work. She's not melting.
Get real, Harvey. This isn't fantasy. Now let's get off this cloud and down that beanstalk.
Now I've got you.
Finally, I made it all the way up.
Go down, go down.
Gotta be kidding.
You two are dead meat.
Back off, lady. It's the 90s. Nobody eats mortals anymore.
And I'll have Kitty for dessert.
Would you look at the time?
I hope you land on your feet.
Oof. I'm alive.
Where's that sandwich?
Uh-huh. So you've got a code 937. Mortal on a beanstalk with Wicked Witch.
Yes. Are we in the right line?
Yes, indeed.
Oh!
You just need to get hold of a 329K.
What's that?
Tree trimmer.
Look, Sabrina, I'm sweating off all my weight.
That's great, Harvey. Hey, look, there's Westbridge. You know, we could really use a monorail down Main Street.
Yeah, you know, we should remember that. Curry Park!
My power's back on.
Get back here, you little lean cuisines. Why didn't I eat you when I had the chance?
Because you procrastinated. Take that.
No. No. She's turned me into a vegetarian.
We made it. Coming through.
We gotta save Harvey.
Harvey? Sabrina, did you go up that beanstalk?
Well, at least I didn't procrastinate. Hey, you brought a tree trimmer.
He prefers to be called an arborist.
Okay, let's get rid of this puppy. Okay, everyone, stand clear. Timber!
Yeah, cool.
What's he gonna think when he comes to?
It's showtime.
Oh no, the witch is gaining on us!
Harvey, you're really enjoying that virtual reality game.
It was a game? I knew that. It didn't look that real.
Maybe we should work on our project.
Actually, I'd like to give this another try.
No, no more procrastinating. Procrastinating is bad. It only leads to terrible things. I will never procrastinate again. Good for you.
You want to bake brownies and eat the dough?
That could be fun.
Another lesson well learned.
What's that? Has anyone seen Salem? He hasn't come home for dinner.
Well, that's not like him.
Salem! Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Oh, yeah, he hates that.
Oh. I can't move.
Oh, no, is he hurt?
Fatten up. This must have fallen off the beanstalk.
Oh, Salem, you didn't.
I did. Don't just stand there. Somebody get me a diet soda.